Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio here on Business Radio X. We're broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studios in Alpharetta, situated at North Point Executive Suites, just a few blocks from North Point Mall. I think I might do a little shopping. And John Ray is back here in the studio. I'm Mike Salmon. And John, we've missed you the last couple of weeks. You've been doing some shopping overseas, a beautiful cruise around the UK. Tell us all about your trip.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. It's the most efficient way to see the British Isles is to go to London, take out of Southampton, and go all the way around the islands, make one stop, one by one, 10 different ports, and you only have to check in and out one time. So that's pretty
nice.
Cool. Yeah.
So you're well rested, but we're going to go ahead and put you back to work today. How's that sound?
I'm ready to get going. And thanks to my buddy Steven for keeping my seat warm here last week. He did a great job. He always does, though.
He does. He's a pro as well. Steven, Julian, we appreciate everything he does.
Absolutely.
We've got three pros here in the studio. Well, five if you include us.
That's right.
But that might be pushing it a little bit. Tom Martin. Okay, six. Trey, the producer, is also here doing the social media aspect of the show today.
Trey's a legend, though, right? He's a legend, right?
It goes without saying.
As opposed to pro, so.
Yeah. He doesn't like it when I leave him out sometimes, so getting very testy over there. Tom Martin is here in the studio. He's with Proactive Payroll. Alan Rosenbaum from Dream Vacations will be our second guest, and we'll also be joined by Zane Kinney with Astonil Security and Forensics. But we're going to start with Tom Martin, Proactive Payroll. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Tell us about your company. It's called Proactive Payroll. You are the founder and CEO.
That's correct. First of all, thank you for inviting me, having me here today. Proactive Payroll was formed in 2011 by three professionals, Mark Weisbrod, another gentleman who's no longer with us, unfortunately, and myself. And we came up with a different idea of producing payrolls for people. We don't compete with anybody associated with payroll. We do strictly payroll. And what we built is a team of solid professional payroll people. We're not aesthetically pleasing maybe to look at, but we all know exactly what we're doing. And we have seasoned professionals at every business owner's fingertips.
Talk about your customers. Who do you serve? I'm sure you serve everybody, but who do you like to specialize on?
We really specialize in under 25 employees, but we have employers as big as 65 employees. And the smallest one is one employee that we do quarterly. And we work with their CPAs very closely to pay them the required salary and pay out distributions as well.
So, Tom, business owners have a lot of options. There's obviously some national players in this industry, a lot of payroll companies around. Why do people, business owners, come to Proactive Payroll?
I think it's the personal touch. Again, they can call us at any time and personally talk to one of the owners and find out exactly what they need to know without getting passed around in a phone or trying to find out who's in that seat today.
So you're a little unusual though, right? You're a CPA, and I don't know a lot of CPAs that run a payroll company. So you bring some expertise to the table that maybe does not necessarily exist for some other payroll providers, I think, right?
That's probably true, yes. Yeah. I've spent most of my career in private industry, and that's how I got into the payroll business, through a great networking group called Country Western Dancing. And if you want to know the details of that, it's a long story.
So. No, I've got plenty of time. I want to hear the story.
I was doing real estate consulting. I was in Boston and on my way back, and some fellow dancer, a lady that my wife and I know, was approached by someone who owned a payroll company, and they were looking for somebody. She said she wasn't qualified, but Tom's coming back from Boston, and he may be looking for something. So that's how it went.
And history was made.
That's right.
That's a great story. Tom Martin joining us from Proactive Payroll here on North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity studio. Let me ask you about the companies that decide to use your services. What do you find out is the biggest reason they decide to maybe leave their payroll company to come to yours?
I think it's the personal attention. They really like the fact that I'm a CPA. I own the company. They have my personal cell phone. I hire only professional people who are not just out of school. They are seasoned professionals. They're always available. And you can call them and ask them about any particular thing. And with my experience in other businesses, I can help them outside of payroll as well and refer them to the proper people.
Now, Tom, I know a lot of business owners, and one of the things they don't want to have to deal with is their payroll, particularly switching it, right? So what makes a business owner want to come to you or make that decision to switch?
Well, basically, it's trouble. They've had trouble. Something's gone wrong with their payroll, and they're frustrated that they can't get anything done. With us, as I said, they can clearly talk to us, and we can manage them through any process. We've had several clients that were not treated properly or actually did it themselves and got themselves in trouble and come to us to get it all straightened out.
So by doing it themselves, you mean using the, maybe we won't use any names, but the popular accounting software that's out there.
Starts with Q.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that narrows it down. Yeah.
That people use to do their own bookkeeping and sometimes accounting or payroll, I'm sorry, as well. Sometimes they have issues with that.
Absolutely. And a lot of them are self-generated. They don't know what they don't know. And they start doing payroll and they hire people outside of the state, let's say. And they don't know that they got to go register in that state. They got to have withholding accounts and unemployment accounts in those states in order to pay those taxes and file the taxes appropriately.
So sometimes your competition is the business owner themselves that's
yes.
doing it themselves. So one
Without
of the
former competition, because by the time they call me, they're totally frustrated and want out.
Yeah. So the typical business owner has how many different returns that they have to file every year for their payroll?
Any size employer has up to 14 tax returns they have to file every year and probably double that in the number of tax deposits they have to make. And any of those things that are done wrong or done not timely can cost them a great deal of money.
You talked earlier about getting started in the business, and you made a comment earlier that you really don't have competitors out there because payroll is all you do. Talk more about the fact that you feel like in your mind you have no competitors out there because there are a lot of companies out there that do payroll.
Well, when I said we don't compete with our customers or referral sources. Obviously, there are many, we have a lot of competition in the payroll industry, but we don't sell insurance. We don't sell retirement plans. We don't do bookkeeping or tax work. We leave those to the professionals. In my 40 plus years of experience, I know a lot of those people and I can read personalities pretty well. And I line them up with the people that will help them the most, but I don't do it myself. But I can talk to the client and discern what their needs are and find them the right people.
So you're not a jack of all trades. You're a king of one. If you want payroll done correctly and done right, you're the company.
I am. And if you want to rock payroll, I'm the man to do it.
What do you like most about what you do, Tom?
I think it's talking to small business owners. I spend a lot of time when I talk to my clients and prospects, probably to the point of annoying them because I'm just an inquisitive guy and I hire inquisitive people. We don't just take what you give us, throw it in a machine, and pop out paychecks. We look at it, every entry, and try to find exactly if you are instructing us with what you intend us to do. And we frequently call our customers several times during the process. Some of the major competitors are taught, don't ask any questions, take what you get, and enter it. So they have no responsibility for anything.
Tom Martin with Proactive Payroll here is our guest on North Fulton Business Radio. I did hear a vicious rumor about you, sir. I'm going to have to ask and maybe bring it out here on the radio. I heard you throw rocks at people. What's up with that?
Our tagline is we rock payroll. I intentionally did that early on because we didn't want to be seen as a normal payroll company. We act different. We perform our duties differently. And so I came up with this we rock payroll. And we found this foam rock that we put our name and phone number on, and we toss it around networking events. And, no matter how many times somebody sees it, they still duck.
You threw a rock at me when you first came in, but you tossed it to me nicely. By the way, it wasn't facetious or anything. You tossed me the rock, and I was expecting this heavy rock, and it was just this light little foam thing. It was really cool. I get to keep these, right, and here in the studio?
Absolutely.
That's awesome. These are really nice.
And we also found out he dances, too, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, So he rocks and he dances.
Right.
So,
and the rocks are the stress relievers, I guess. You squeeze them if you're feeling a lot of stress,
absolutely,
which you're not going to feel if you use Proactive Payroll.
That's the point.
Great. Well, for our business people out there listening on the show here and want to find out more about your company and maybe look into your services, first of all, is there a consultation fee just to talk to you?
No, sir. Not at all.
Okay. So if they want to reach out to you, what's the best way to contact you and the best way to find out more information about Proactive Payroll?
Well, we have these foam rocks because we rock payroll. We also have the domain, proactivepayroll.rocks. So you can reach us at www.proactivepayroll.rocks. You can reach me at tmartin@proactivepayroll.com or call our office at 404-410-0031.
You're a CPA. You're not a marketing guy?
No.
Maybe you missed your calling there.
I think so.
Yeah. Great stuff. Tom, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
John?
You know, North Point Executive Suites, where we have our studio and enjoy some terrific hospitality from them. They provide office and virtual solutions to every business need. With flexible terms and technology, enhanced turnkey offices, you will enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none, which we know for a fact.
Yep.
So visit their privately owned locations, both here in Alpharetta and Duluth, and see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
Great job. Appreciate it, John. Our next guest now, someone that you know, because I think he just set up your recent cruise.
He did.
All right. Alan Rosenbaum from Dream Vacations. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
So the company's called Dream Vacations. Now, I see here in my notes, you actually had a different name at first.
Yes. Well, I bought the a Cruise One franchise 13 years ago. And at that time, all we did was we sold cruises. Over the years, we've picked up a portfolio of all things vacation. And finally, just this past April, we rebranded from Cruise One to Dream Vacations. We have over 1,000 franchise owners, and more than half of us opted to go with Dream Vacations.
Okay, now you don't throw rocks at people, correct?
I do not.
Okay, but you like to get them on great cruises and so forth. Why did you decide to go into the cruise business? Because, you know, Tom here bought a payroll company. You decided to go with a cruise or travel agency.
Yeah, I spent almost 40 years in high tech. And in 2003, my last job as senior director of engineering at a small company in San Jose, 2003, the dot-com bubble burst, and it seemed like we were all unemployed. And I decided I really needed to reinvent myself, go into some other business, because engineering was just not going to come back in the United States the way it was before. So I was looking for a business, and I see there is a Cruise One franchise, and I had no idea that that was true. But I loved cruising. I was always talking about cruising to my friends before and after a cruise. And it just seemed like a natural thing. So I bought the franchise then. And the rest is history, as they say.
I would think there are some perks to owning a travel agency that does a lot of cruises. I would think the cruises, the ships themselves, the companies would say, hey, we want you to come on our ships, Alan, and check it out because we want you to talk to your clients about us.
Well, you would think so, but it's not true.
No.
No. We do occasionally get travel agent rates, which are discounted rates, but the days of travel agents going for free are long gone. And by the way, when we do get travel agent rates, sadly, they do not give us the best rooms.
We need to talk to them about that, right? Yeah. Okay, you've got a whole portfolio of different options that you provide for people looking for a vacation, not just cruises. So what's the best sort of vacation for people? Cruises, well, all-inclusive resorts, what have you?
It's a little bit like asking what's the best kind of music to listen to. It's all very personal. So if you like to lie around the pool or lie on the beach, have as much to eat and drink as you want without opening your wallet all the time, an all-inclusive is perfect. And there are all-inclusive that cater to just adults. There are all-inclusive that cater to families. There's something for everyone in terms of an all-inclusive. That doesn't work for me. I don't like just sitting around. For me, I like a cruise, which I mentioned earlier. On a cruise, there's lots of things to do. You're, as you mentioned earlier, there's you're in a different port every day. You can see different locations every day. There are shows on the ship. There are different dining venues. They just pamper you to death. They'll clean your room twice a day. It's just amazing how they take care of you. But then there are some people who don't want just one day in a port. They want a little bit more of an experience. So then maybe you'll do a land tour where you can get to see a little bit more of a city, spend a little bit more time. And there are so many packaged land tours that if that's what you want to do, we can accommodate that as well. On the other hand, sometimes somebody wants something very specific. A certain number of days in this city, then a certain number of days in another city. So we can customize that as well. We can put together the hotels, the transfers between the cities, tours, and so on. So it's now basically anything vacation related, we can put that together.
What would you say to that person, Alan, that says, well, I want to do this, this, and this. I'll set it all up myself online. I mean, it seems to me it just makes no sense at all to do it yourself when you have an expert like yourself to help make the put the package together.
It's true.
Because what, they don't pay. Do they pay extra for
no,
that?
There are no extra fees. There's a minor extra fee. I mean, I charge $30, a $30 service fee for per booking, but that's
how
like
dare
nothing,
you?
You know, but the statistics are showing that people are becoming less and less satisfied with online booking of vacations each year. So last year, for example, we had the highest percentage of people booking vacations with an agent than we've had in many years previous. So people booking with agents are more satisfied, and the percentage is going up. And there is a pretty good reason for that, because we don't just sell tickets. We provide service. And if you don't mind, I'll give you a quick example. I had a previous client call me a few weeks ago. She wanted to do a cruise, and she had very specific criteria. Not only that, but she had already picked out the cruise and the ship and the sailing date that she wanted to go on. The problem was the ship that she picked out didn't meet her criteria. And if she booked it online, she wouldn't have been happy. So I found an alternate for her, which did meet her criteria. And in the process, we also saved her a few hundred dollars. And so a good travel agent is going to provide that kind of advice.
Well, now I will say, Alan, that when the cruise that we just went on, the price that you gave us.
We was being you and your wife.
Me and my
not
wife.
You and Alan.
That's right.
Okay, just making sure. Yeah.
My bride and I, Monica and I went for a price that was less than what was quoted on the website. So I know maybe that doesn't always happen, but you actually did better than what this particular cruise line would have done if we went online.
Yeah, and that's because we often will take out group space when the itineraries are first offered, and that's usually when the prices are the lowest. So now we're holding space at a low price. And then when you book, we can give you the advantage of the low price. Even if you're not a group, we sell those cabins that we've been holding in the group. The other thing is, if the price goes down before final payment on a cruise, we can get that price lowered. Now, if you book online, the internet is not going to call you back and say, the price went down, but we will. And in fact, the best example of this was 2 years ago when I had someone on a Royal Caribbean ship, standard 7-day balcony stateroom, and the price went down. And I subscribed to a service that tells me when the price goes down. I was able to give her back over $1,000 for a 7-day cruise. This was amazing. Wow. But that's another service that a good travel agent will provide.
Yeah, that's fabulous. So there are a lot of cruise lines around. Which one's the best?
Also, like asking what kind of music you want to listen to. I have my own preferences, but it doesn't make sense for me to name them because it's a very personal choice. But there are cruise lines that cater to multi-generational families that have all kinds of activities for kids, all kinds of activities for adults, and they're perfect for that kind of thing. They'll have water parks for the kids. They'll have kids programs and so on. For me, I don't need a water park. I am not going on a water slide. So I don't need that kind of a cruise. I would rather do a cruise that's a little less frantic. Maybe frantic's a bad word, but a little quieter. So each individual has a has its own preference in terms of what they want out of a vacation, what kind of activities they're looking for on a ship, or what kind of activities they don't want on a ship. I get requests sometimes from a couple saying, I want a ship with no kids. And then I'll have other families that say, I want a ship that has lots of kids' activities. So it just depends on who the client is.
We're talking with Alan Rosenbaum with Dream Vacations here on North Fulton Business Radio. Are there some secrets to getting the better deals? I've heard, you know, things like with airlines and with cruises. If you wait to the last minute or so, you might be able to get that really good deal because they don't want to leave port with empty cabins.
That was true a very long time ago. It's not true anymore. The cruise lines have become very expert in revenue management. And so last minute deals are now 2 to 3 months out. They're not 2 or 3 days out anymore. It used to be you could show up at the pier with your luggage, and if there were staterooms available, you pay next to nothing and you get on board. Not anymore, not even close. I mean, for one thing, you can't just show up because the TSA needs to know in advance who's going on the ship. So that's one limitation. But as I say, they've gotten very very good with revenue management. If there is going to be a so-called last-minute sale, it's usually 2 to 3 months out. But if you book a year or more out, you're going to probably get the lowest fare. You'll certainly have the best choice of stateroom. And as I said before, if the price goes down, we'll get it adjusted down. So you're kind of a win-win situation.
So, Alan, speaking of last minute, let's say somebody wants to go on a cruise, but they don't have their passport. And that takes a lot of effort to get a passport these days.
Yes. Okay.
So what happens then?
And all cruises, because every cruise you're going in international waters, you need a passport for any cruise now, because it used to not be that way before 9/11.
Actually, that's not true.
No. Okay.
If you're doing a Caribbean cruise that starts and ends in the United States, you do not need a passport because
Even if there's a port of call, say, in the Bahamas somewhere?
Absolutely. The State Department decided, and by the way, I don't agree with this because it complicates things a little, but they decided if you're doing a closed-loop cruise, as it's called, in the Bahamas, for example, you can use an original birth certificate and a government-issued photo ID, such as a driver's license. The problem is, there's a couple of problems. If you're a married woman and your name has changed, now you also have to bring your marriage certificate to connect the two different names. So it gets a little complicated. If there's some emergency back home and you need to fly home because of that emergency, you can't fly home without a passport. Now you've got to wait for the ship to get back when it's ready to get back. So we always recommend a passport. Some people opt to do, you know, the Caribbean cruises with just the birth certificate and a driver's license, but it's risky to do it, but you can.
All right. Very good advice.
Okay. So if we have a celebration, so if my bride and I want to have a celebration with family or what have you, do you handle those kind of events?
I do. And in fact, right now I'm working on two group cruises with very, very different life cycle celebrations. I have one family whose son will be a bar mitzvah next year, and he decided he wants to do a cruise instead of the traditional bar mitzvah party. So they've taken out group space. They've invited their friends to join them on the cruise, and we've set up a custom website where their friends can go see all about the cruise, register online, and that's one kind of celebration. At the same time, I am working with a family that's doing a group cruise for a 50th anniversary. And that, again, taking their family on this group cruise. This is going to be in December. And it's another type of celebration. I myself in February went on a cruise to celebrate my 50th anniversary. So, you know, in fact, a few years ago, I had a group of women do an all-inclusive because one of them was celebrating a divorce. So you can celebrate anything that's worth celebrating. You can do it in a vacation venue.
Touche. Sounds great. All right. For those people out there that would like to set up a cruise or any kind of is it just cruises or you mentioned other kinds of vacations?
Yeah, all kinds of vacations.
They need to contact you, Alan, with Dream Vacations if they want to celebrate a divorce or who knows what people celebrate these days. What's the best way to get in touch with you and give your website as well?
Sure. My website is vacationsbyalan.com. And my local phone number is 770-664-9010.
Alan Rosenbaum, Dream Vacations, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Just to be clear, John, your recent cruise around the UK, you weren't celebrating a divorce or anything, correct?
No.
Okay,
no,
just want to be clear about that.
No, we are happy. Even my wife is happy, even though she was 2 weeks on a ship just with me. I think she's still happy. So
that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. So let's talk about Roswell Infinity. And they are one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment when purchasing or servicing your vehicle. So for more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or Twitter.
All right, John, appreciate it very much. Our third and final guest here on the program, North Fulton Business Radio, Zane Kinney from Aston Security and Forensics. Hey there, Zane.
Hey, Mike and John. Thanks so much for having me.
Glad to have you here in the Roswell Infinity studio. Well, tell us all about Aston Security and Forensics and what you do.
Yeah, Aston Security and Forensics is a risk and investigations firm. We provide protection services primarily to businesses. If a business has a crisis, such as a fraud or an embezzlement, or some sort of risk situation, security breach, we respond to that. But we also put a lot of effort into prevention and evangelizing that message. We would rather prevent a loss than respond later.
Now, Zane, you're a certified fraud examiner. That's pretty impressive sounding. Tell us what that means and what you had to go through to get that certification.
Yeah, certified fraud examiners or CFEs, they have an expertise in financial transactions, criminology, investigations, and law. And to become a CFE, you must provide documentation of your education, your character and integrity, your professional knowledge, and work experience. Then you pass an exam, and then the board certification committee must approve you. And then from there, you have to continue annually with continuing education credits.
So, Zane, I assume that some businesses are more apt to use your services than others. So what kind of companies are particularly good clients for you?
Yeah, sure. We can help most any business of any size, although we serve the small business primarily as they typically don't have the resources of their large counterparts. Now, there are some industries, some sectors that do stand out as being more susceptible to fraud or what we call occupational fraud. For example, medical and dental practices are highly susceptible to embezzlement, which surprises a lot of people. The manufacturing sector as well, nonprofit organizations, but we can really help any business that has those loose controls over their financials or assets. If that's the case, you're going to carry a higher risk.
Now, occupational fraud, you unpack that for us a little bit. What does that really mean, and what kind of loss statistics can you quote us on that? Because it sounds like what you're talking about is somebody that works for you. That's an issue, maybe.
You're exactly right. Occupational fraud means the threat or the activity is coming from within. It actually covers three primary areas. One is financial statement fraud, or what you commonly hear as cooking the books. Then the second area is asset misappropriation, and that's just an outright theft by an insider, by an employee, and they've taken monies or some sort of asset from the company. And then the third area is bribery and corruption. Those are related to kickback schemes. And certainly any case of fraud could include one or more of those areas.
Let me get straight on something real quick. We're talking with Zane Kinney with Aston Security and Forensics. A lot of times when you hear about fraud in a company, you mentioned cooking the books or so forth, a lot of it starts at the top. These are the people that typically would hire you, wouldn't they? The ones that run the company, because they believe there's maybe fraud going on underneath them. In a case where maybe it's at the top, you're not going to hear from those companies. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense, and you're absolutely right. So if there is some sort of a board of directors or some sort of oversight committee, you might.
Okay.
But certainly the higher up you are in an organization, the less able we are to intervene.
Are you able to work with companies, Zane, beforehand to prevent potential fraud? And it's a two-part question. I guess the second part would be, what are some things that people that run companies should be looking for, and what are some signs of fraud?
Sure, and we can work again with most any company. And yes, we would rather spend our time in the prevention area. Yeah. Unfortunately, we are called most of the time after the crisis, after the event has happened. And when that occurs, it's always more painful, it's more traumatic, it's more costly. So yes, we would prefer to do 100% prevention and education. Unfortunately, that doesn't always happen, but we still evangelize that message. And also, John, you asked me about statistics, and the estimates are that organizations lose 5% of their gross annual revenues to occupational fraud. The average incident is about $150,000 or more in some industries, and it goes on for about 18 months before it's detected. So certainly we would rather prevent that than respond.
Are there examples that you can give that if I run a company, are there certain things that I should be looking out for, or things that that you've seen in the past, for example, give some examples maybe, that would lead me to think that maybe I ought to call you in to check things out?
Yeah, first of all, understand that you need a comprehensive strategy plan, which often doesn't happen. Understand that you might have an excellent CPA or financial analyst, and CPAs do fine work, but their job is not to look for fraud. And that surprises a lot of people. They can discover fraud, and sometimes do. That's not their role. So in your organization, you really need to have an anti-fraud culture built in. If you have your financials, the controls of your financials given to one person, you are highly susceptible. That means there's no segregation of your duties. And certainly, as business owners, we must always act with integrity. If there's any sort of integrity breakdown in the leadership of the business, that can send a signal that, hey, fraud is okay and illicit behavior is okay. Certainly, as a business leader, look for changes in behaviors of those key folks. If you notice changes,
okay,
that can be a signal. And just certainly having a third party, an unbiased set of eyes can help.
Common sense, but some people may not think about that. Alan, you had a question?
Yes, I did. Back in the 70s, I worked for a small company, and it was discovered that the controller was embezzling money. But the company did not want any publicity, and so they just let him go, did not investigate, and did not prosecute. Is that a kind of a situation that you still see?
We, unfortunately, yes. And the real sad part of that, Alan, is that if that person is not prosecuted or held to account, there's a lot of evidence that says they just move on to the next employer and repeat the same behavior. So the problem just moves. And we certainly recommend that you prosecute those folks.
Great question, by the way.
Yeah, very good question. And but let's talk about prevention, because I think we've talked a lot about fraud, and that's kind of an after the fact, the house is already burning kind of thing, right? So you offer services that help businesses before they get involved, maybe with an employee, with a business partnership, where a business has maybe they're have got a big customer they're thinking about taking on. They've got to put out a lot of money to service that customer. They want to make sure that customer's good for the money, right? So it's important to do some work ahead of time in situations like that.
Yeah. So again, we'd rather focus on prevention. We have detailed fraud risk assessments that we can conduct that'll dive down into the weeds and expose where you could be vulnerable at. And to your point, John, many businesses are harmed by transactions they get involved with vendors, servicers that they have not properly vetted. And believe it or not, this damage can be just as bad as a fraud. It's amazing. We have a saying that people will spend more time vetting a plumber for a household project. But when it comes to selecting a critical servicer for their company, not so much. Or it may be that you received a legitimate referral from somebody. So conducting due diligence is key. And we have found cases of bogus vendors, convicted felons running shell companies. We had a case recently of a home renovation service, a pool contractor actually, and they were part of a national franchise, but they were using an alias name, and the franchisor didn't even realize it. So certainly business transactions, servicers, vendors, you should stop and pause and have a due diligence risk review.
Well, let me ask you this real quick. Let's say you come in, that you're brought in to investigate, and you find some unethical things. You find cooking of the books or whatever the case may be. You then report that back to the person that hired you, and then they do what they want with that, to whether turn someone into the authorities or not. Or do you go to the authorities and bring in other people, or do you just report the information to the person that brought you in?
Typically, it's just reported. Now, most of the work we do is done under the scope of an attorney work product. So the counsel, the legal counsel for that company will hire us. That's recommended. Then the work product is protected. And so the legal counsel will then make recommendations.
I gotcha.
Yes.
And let me ask you this, let's say I own a company and I feel like things aren't quite right. I want to bring you in. How does that start? Do you come in? We have a consultation, there's a discussion. Is there a cost for that?
It's an absolutely free consultation. I start out by...
I tell you what I see and you say, Mike, you probably need to bring me in because because you would obviously know the signs better than I would.
Yeah, we actually have a proprietary profile that we do. Profiling's not a bad word that we will look at for each key employee in a certain part of the business. But yeah, we learn to ask the business owner a lot of questions. We want to know about the culture of the business because that can tell us a lot. And then we'll dive down into the weeds and start identifying those high-risk factors.
All right. And Tom, you got a quick question as well?
Yeah. Zane, are you involved in any pre-employment type testing, that type of thing, to prevent potential fraudsters from entering your business?
Great question. Not in the sense that you might think. We don't conduct pre-employment screening. That typically falls under the Fair Credit Risk FCRA ruling. However, we are very close to having a partnership with a company that offers pre-employment testing, and that's identifying high-risk employees for theft or workplace violence.
John, I'm a little concerned our guests are asking better questions than we are in this interview.
I know. So, we got to get them out of here quick, right?
Yeah. or finish strong right now. Give them a good one.
Okay. So just to be clear, though, when we were talking about employees that where there may have been a fraud that has occurred, it gets a little tricky around employment law and dealing with that issue, right? So you can help a business owner navigate that particular situation.
That's right. Of course, we're not attorneys. We make that clear. We can't offer legal advice, but we certainly have to have a knowledge of the law. And one of the advantages of using our service is that we're actually skilled in interviewing and interrogations. So unlike the forensic accountants who do very good work, we'll actually do the confrontation. We'll help navigate. And if the business does not have an in-house legal counsel, there are times where it makes sense for us to bring in an outside counsel. And we've done that before.
Zane, I feel like we could just talk to you forever because there's other services that your company provides. So what we're going to do at this point is just give your website so folks can check into your company and find out all these other things that your company does do.
Thanks. Yeah, our website is astinel.com, and that's spelled astinel.com. And our email address is info@astinel.com.
Great. Zane Kinney from Astinel Security and Forensics, thanks for joining us. Good stuff.
Thank you, folks.
Great job by all our guests today. And let me just be clear, for all three of you, and then I'll turn the mics back up, and we'll start with Tom. Your company, of course, Proactive Payroll, can you, because of the internet, can you service payroll anywhere, anyone who's listening, anywhere in the country, or are you just mostly local?
We are mostly local, but we have clients in California, Chicago.
Okay.
So we can service clients anywhere.
Anywhere in the country. Would that be the same for you, Alan?
Yes, it is. I have clients all over the United States, in Canada, and in Great Britain.
All right. And Zane, I would think you'd be more hands-on having to really investigate, but can you go anywhere in the country?
Yes, depending on the scope of work. For typical fraud examinations, anywhere. If the work falls under the auspice of a private investigation, we'll need to err to that state law.
All right. Well, we have listeners all over the country for our programs here on Business Radio X. So any of these three great business leaders can work for you no matter where you're listening. John, I appreciate everything today. Great job. The guest, Zane Kinney from Astinel Security and Forensics, Tom Martin from Proactive Payroll, and Alan Rosenbaum, Dream Vacations. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us today.
Great job. And I think they're all, like you said, they're almost too good. We need to get them out of here, right? So they may take our jobs next week.
Exactly. I'm a little concerned, but we'll appreciate our listeners joining us as well. And we have our show, of course. We broadcast live every Tuesday at 11:30 Eastern Time in the morning. And of course, you can listen to our programs anytime 24/7 by going to North Fulton Business Radio X.com. Podcasts are there. You can listen to any of our previous shows as well. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at North Fulton BRX, which of course stands for Business Radio X. Let's say we do it again next Tuesday. What do you say, John?
I'll be back.
All right. For John Ray and producer Trey Odom, I'm Mike Salmon, and we will see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.